loyalty mean? Well, it turns out that that was a rather naive concept anyway, as corporations are always owed obligation to themselves to get large and to get profitable. In doing this, it tends to be more profitable to the extent it can make other people pay the bills for its impact on society. There's a terrible word that economists use for this called externalities.
Watch these plants become extinct. The press release will be succinct. When we're walking down the aisle, will it be worth our children's while?
So you have decades and decades and decades of propaganda and education teaching us to think in a certain way.
Our life gets nice, so standards rise. The pressure to consume takes sacrifice. With all these gadgets underpriced, environmental costs externalized. I never cared for foreign trees. I just did love these spending sprees. I looked at those figures made of wood. They did look nice, and so they should, just for a week, and off with it.
So the pressure's on the corporation to deliver results now, and to externalize any cost that this unwary or uncaring public will allow it to externalize.
Time.
created a doom machine. In our search for wealth and for prosperity, we created something that's going to destroy us.
terrible legacy of poison and diminishment of the environment for our grandchildren's grandchildren, generations not yet born. Some people have called that intergenerational tyranny, a form of taxation without representation, levied by us on generations yet to be. It's the wrong thing to do.
If you're a CEO, I mean, do you think your shareholders really care whether you're Billy Buttercup or not? You know, do you think that they would prefer you to be a nice guy over having money in their pocket? I don't think so. I think people want money. That's the bottom line.